An expression I hadn't heard of before struck my eye in a Business Insider headline. Digital nomad visas available for South Africans who want to work remotely overseas. Now, I'd never heard of that expression, a digital nomad visa. I think I can get what a digital nomad is. That is someone who can work anywhere. Whatever their job is, they can work digitally, and therefore some countries want to attract them. Lucas Bester joins me now, who is from Business Insider. Lucas, a very good afternoon to you.
Hi, Mike. How are you?
I'm all right. I'm not in search of a digital nomad visa myself, but what are they and where are they available?
So a digital nomad visa, I think what's happening in the tourism industry is we're seeing countries who are trying to attract more long-term visitors. I mean, we all saw the massive shocks, especially here in the Cape, when all of a sudden our short-term tourists disappeared and had to return to their home countries. So countries are seeing that the world is moving more and more towards a setup of remote working. And with that in mind, they're trying to attract people who can stay longer in their countries, whether that's 6 month, 12 month, or 3 year visas, and work remotely from there while being self-employed in their countries of origin or being employed even for a company in their country of origin.
So it is still a sort of a visitor's visa, but you can work while you are there, not in local work, but in your own work from wherever you've come from.
Exactly. So usually countries, I mean, especially, you know, I don't know if you've traveled to the Schengen area, usually they give you a max maybe of 90 days, right?
Yep.
And then you have to leave the country or the region. But now with this, countries, especially, you know, those who have been hit pretty hard by everything happening this year, are trying to keep people to stay for a longer time in their countries.
Which sort of countries are doing this?
So, as I mentioned, the ones who are quite heavily dependent on tourism. So you're seeing a couple of Caribbean nations like Barbados, Bermuda, Antigua. And then, interestingly enough, also, you know, there are the real innovators in the tech and tourism industries. Countries like Estonia, the UAE, Dubai, and Georgia. And then even Germany has a what they call a freelancer visa that's available. So there's a couple more also.
I don't suppose the United States is showing any inclination for this kind of thing.
Well, not that I've heard of,
They're trying to keep us all out at the moment. It would be very good if the South African government offered similar visas, huh?
I am in complete agreement with you on that. We actually had some interesting calls with some of the Western Cape authorities, but obviously it's a thing they must push to the national level. And, you know, I've seen on the TV guys like the mayor of Nyasaland and so on, saying that, listen, if you're an accountant or whatever up in Joburg, you're tired of the traffic, why don't you just think of relocating to the Garden Route? And then the same thing applies for a lot of Europeans who are actually quite interested in living longer here in the Western Cape especially.
Thanks very much indeed, Lucas Bester, Business Insider, where you'll find that article around digital nomad visas.